Josh, wonderful first year for you, Hull Kingston Rovers. To cap it off, you're walking out of Wembley on Saturday. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, to have the opportunity to walk out at Wembley in my first year, it's been a bit surreal, a bit of a dream come true. You know, we haven't been very consistent in our Super League season. So, you know, we get to do something, repay the fans, you know, for their support throughout the year and with a trip to Wembley and hopefully a win as well.
Well, it's interesting, the overseas imports. What did you know about Wembley before you came? Were you aware of just how big it is?
Yeah, I did know about it before I came here. You know, it's the oldest trophy in English rugby and, you know, one with a lot of history behind it. So to have the opportunity to play in something so historic and big, you know, for such a proud club, I'm very privileged.
I'm looking forward to it. I mean, it's been a tough run for you. Remember, you got a lot of tries at Bradford in the opening win. Yeah. I mean, did you think when you won that game, we might be playing at Wembley in a few games?
Well, that Bradford game was a good start. You know, we were a bit shaky there against them for about 60 minutes, but then we ran away with it. But it probably wasn't until about after we beat Wigan in the next round after that we realised, you know, we could go all the way here and possibly get a chance to play at Wembley. And here we are, and now, you know, fate's in our own hands.
You've been underdogs, like you said, probably against Wigan and Warrington. You're going to be underdogs again at the weekend. Does that bother the boys, or does it just pull you closer together?
Yeah, it you know, underdog tags or favourites, it doesn't really matter to us. You know, what matters is how we all feel and think within our own squad and what we can do on Saturday to help make the result go our way.
Have you thought what it might be like on Saturday? There's going to be 30-odd thousand Hull KR fans, 80,000 in the stadium. Have you thought about it just yet?
I've thought about it, but I'm sure my thoughts are going to be a lot different to the reality. So, you know, I'm going to soak it in, enjoy the week, and, you know, make sure that I prepare really well for this Saturday.
Will family be watching at home? Will there be some here?
Or? Oh, yeah, got some family coming over. Yeah, mum and dad, they're making the trip as uncle, cousin, brother, and my girlfriend's going to come back over too. So, yeah, I'll have a few in the stands watching, and, yeah, I'll really enjoy looking for their faces at full time.
And looking at you as a career, coming over to Super League, how have you found it? I mean, you've done well. You're scoring plenty of tries, kicking plenty of goals.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. You know, we're very lucky over at the Rovers because we've got really exciting squad, like really attacking brand of football with Albert Kelly and Ken Seo, Kieran Dixon as well. So, you know, to be a winger, you know, you're just sitting on the end of those blokes and diving over in the corner. So, I'm really enjoyed this season. And I've settled into the English life really well too.
What about the week now? I mean, are you ticking the minutes off, or are you just quite calm, just waiting for game day as normal?
Yeah, just calm, really. You know, it's early in the week. Maybe, you don't know, maybe Friday, Saturday morning, the nerves might start hitting in then.
Are you a nervous player, Josh? Are you before a game, or are you quite laid back?
When I was younger, I was a lot really nervous. But I think now that I'm a little bit older, I just enjoy it. You know, just to sit back and realise that you have the opportunity to do and to play in something so special. You know, it's unreal. You get to look back on these moments when you get older in life. So, I'm just really excited.
A lot of people say the day goes by in a flash. I mean, you're just going to try and determine to take every minute of it in that you can.
Yeah, I've heard lots of players say it's a bit of a blur, but you know, I'm going to make sure I soak it all in, but make sure that while I'm soaking in the atmosphere and in the game, I'm making sure that I'm getting involved as well, you know, making sure that the game doesn't slip me by. But yeah, just want to soak it all in.
It'd be a perfect way to end the season, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you know, like I said before, you know, disappointing, inconsistent season for our Super League. So it'll be a great way to end the year with some silverware at least, you know, and to give something back to the fans who have followed us, you know, from the bad games all the way to, all the way to this Wembley final.